As the Union Terminal restoration winds toward the end, the building's emblematic clock is ready to make its return. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner with this look behind the scenes. Two 16-penny nails spin every 30 seconds, keeping the historic Union Terminal clock ticking on time.
If you're standing there watching it, yes. Every 30 seconds, you can watch the hand move just a little bit. You have to have a good eye.
That's sixth-generation clockmaker Bob Verdon. Built by the Verdon Company in the early 1930s, the Art Deco-style timepiece was removed for cleaning and repairs during the Museum Center restoration.
When we are able to work on a project that we did 100 years ago, even 50 years ago, it's a lot of fun.
The timepiece was once state-of-the-art because it uses an electric motor to wind its weights. It had to be carefully wired to get electricity to the red neon on the hands without getting tangled. Illuminated hands were a rarity at the time. To the Verdon Company's dismay, no signatures or hidden markings left by the original craftsman were found during the restoration.
We will, on a lot of things, find a little something in some of the things that we're restoring that we did many, many years ago, but we haven't been able to find anything on this, so a little frustrating.
The clock is scheduled to return to its perch August 27th. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.